Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 1st, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. The Alternative Bank partners with TK Tech Africa. The Alternative Bank has announced its partnership with TK Tech Africa in order to optimize the Nigerian financial technology and non-interest banking landscape. Tamkeen partners with Terabut to offer IBAN verification. Bahrain-based labor fund Tamkeen has partnered with Terabut Gateway to provide IBAN verification services for individual and enterprise beneficiaries. Combank, IFC partner to develop supply chain financing. Sri Lanka-based Commercial Bank of Ceylon, Combank, has recently announced a new partnership with the International Finance Corporation, IFC, to develop a supply chain financing, SCF, strategy that will help the bank to lend more to local SMEs. Rakuten Group announces consolidation of fintech operations. Rakuten Group has unveiled its plans to consolidate its fintech operations into a unified group in a bid to expand its customer base across various sectors. Westpac does massive tech overhaul. Westpac has launched Project Unite to commit 30% of $1.17 to $1.3 billion to simplify tech, reducing platforms from 180 to 60 for cost efficiency and better outcomes. Saver raises $10 million. B2C BNPL provider in the region of Europe, Saver has announced the rise of a $10 million funding round as an extension to its Series A investment. EBA Clearing to launch its October service on RT1. EBA Clearing has announced its plan to launch a new October cross-border service in the RT1 system, which will be available for users by November 2024. FICO publishes research about Indonesian fraud concerns. FICO has released a research that highlights the concern of Indonesians over identity theft amidst increased risks posed by real-time payments. MAS launches its Cosmic platform. The Monetary Authority of Singapore has launched its Cosmic platform to combat money laundering, terrorism financing, and proliferation financing around the world. HKVAEX withdraws license application in Hong Kong. Hong Kong-based crypto exchange HKVAEX has decided to withdraw its license with the Securities and Futures Commission. SumSub, Mercurio release travel rule guide for VASPs. Verification provider SumSub has partnered with payments infrastructure platform Mercurio to publish a guide about travel rule for virtual asset service providers, VASPs. Value partners with Noon Payments. MENA-based financial technology provider Value has partnered with Noon Payments to deliver convenience and secure financial solutions to clients in the region. Arab Financial Services partners with ACI Worldwide. Arab Financial Services has announced its partnership with ACI Worldwide in order to drive payment modernization for FIS, banks, and merchants in the Middle East. U.S. Treasury releases report on AI's impact on financial cybersecurity. The U.S. Treasury has released a report focused on the impact of artificial intelligence, AI, on cybersecurity within the financial services sector. FinDoc partners with CTOS Data Systems. Malaysia-based fintech startup FinDoc has disclosed a strategic collaboration with credit reporting agency CTOS Data Systems. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.